This is All India Radio. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a special program on Air India disinvestment and the gains.
The government of India announced the winning bidder for the national carrier Air India today. The government's DIPAM secretary and the secretary of civil aviation addressed a press conference where they announced that the Tata Group has won the Air India bid. Tata Sons made a winning bid of 18,000 crore rupees for Air India. Department of Investment, Public and Asset Management, DIPAM Secretary Tuhin Kant Pandey, while addressing a press conference in New Delhi, said that the winning bid comprises of taking over of 15,300 crore rupees debt and paying rest by cash. He added that apart from 100% stake in Air India and its low-cost arm Air India Express, the winning bid also includes a 50% stake in ground handling company Air India SATS Airport Services Private Limited, AISATS.
The financial bids were opened by Interministerial Group in presence of bidders on 29th September 2021. So the Tata Sons Private Limited, their SPV, Thales Private Limited, is bidder at 18,000 crore. The second bidder was consortium led by Sri Ajay Singh. This is a consortium, not a individual sole bid. These are the bid received. Both bidders quoted well over the reserve price. IMG recommended accepting the H1 bid, which was agreed to by the CGT and recommended to ISIM. ISIM approved the price bid in their meeting on 4th October 2021. So, Thales Private Limited, which is basically Tata Sons SPV, has emerged as a successful bidder for the sale of equity shareholding of GOI in Air India, in AIXL, which is a subsidiary of Air India as a part of this transaction, and 50% of Air India in AISATS, which is another joint venture of Air India, along with management control. The transaction does not include non-core assets, including land and building, valued at 14,718 crore. These are not being part of the transaction. These are being transferred to Government of India's AIAHL. It includes Nariman Point, Air India headquarters here, some other buildings. There are subsidiaries where Air India has investments. These will be hived off.
Mr. Pandey said that an interministerial group comprising Home Minister Amit Shah, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman, Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal and Civil Aviation Minister Jyotiraditya Scindia cleared the winning bid for Air India on the 4th of October. Mr. Pandey said that the Finance Minister, Nirmala Sitharaman, had said in her Union Budget speech that the Government of India aims to complete the Air India divestment in the financial year 2022. He said the competitive process has been carried out in a transparent manner.
Many things that we had, bid criteria which were actually changed. You know, in the initial, the first round, we were actually retaining 26% with us. So it was not 100% sale. The second was the construct was their equity value. The third, the debt was prefixed. Then the current liabilities issues had not been really clarified on that because there is a lot of current assets and current liabilities gap. And then there were other conditions which were also, relating to merger and other things which were not really clear. So I think these points have been then subsequently taken care of while we did the construct. And I think the enterprise value construct was important in this case because the Air India had very excessive debt, which we are all aware that this debt is not really a debt for which the underlying assets are there. This debt has come about because of continuous losses which the Air India has borne. I mean, the losses are in excess of 70,000 crore. And they have actually been funded through this debt, which has been government guaranteed. So because of this excess debt, there was no scope. It had to be hived off. But how much of the amount to be hived off was to be determined through the market in this EB process rather than we taking any a priori view of the debt.
DIPAM Secretary Tuhin Kant Pandey said that Air India currently loses rupees 20 crore per day. The Air India has been reeling under a massive debt that stands close to rupees 70,000 crores. DIPAM Secretary said total debt at the end of August this year was rupees 65,562 crores. He said a total debt of ₹46,262 crores will remain after the bidder takeover, which will go to AIAHL.
We are right now, Air India is having losses 20 crores a day. So those losses after handover will not come to the taxpayers. Okay, let me come to the debt position. See, the debt as on March 31, 2021 is 44,781 crore in the books of AI, and there is a debt also on the books of AIXL. Combined debt of AI and XL as on March 31, 2021 is 46,239 crore. The total debt as on August 31, 2021 will be 61,562 crores. Out of that, the debt which will be taken over by the successful bidder will be 15,300 crore. As you said, that 18,000 crore is a bid, of which 15% consideration will be cash and 85% will be debt. So 15,300 crore will be taken off. So debt position after debt taken over by the successful bidder will remain 46,262 crores. That is the debt which is remaining. This is going to the AIAHL, 46,262 crore. The airline will get the debt of 15,300 crore, because that is the construct. You quote the debt you are going to take and the rest will be hived off.
The DIPAM secretary said that the government has put in ₹54,584 crores since 2009 and 10 as cash support and ₹55,692 crores as guarantee support for Air India, which is a total of ₹1,10,276 crores.
I would like to highlight here an important point. What is it that the government has put in Air India since 2009 and 10? The government has put in 54,584 crore as cash support since 2009-10, I am telling, not prior to that, and 55,692 crore as guarantee support. So, in total, government support since 2009-10 has been 1,10,276 crore. And largely, if you say, because if you have year after year after year after losses, so all these losses have actually been funded, some part from the equity, which was a minor part, largely through the government guaranteed debt. So therefore, actually, if you look at it, that there are no underlying assets as such, because this is all loss which has been funded through the debt, which is guaranteed by the government. So the taxpayers have actually, you know, put in 1,10,276 crore in Air India since 2009 and 10.
On the issue of retaining employees of Air India, Civil Aviation Secretary Rajeev Bansal assured that no employees will be retrenched and the Tata Sons will have to retain all the employees of the national carrier for 1 year, and in the second year, if someone is to be retrenched, then a VRS option has to be given.
The government has addressed all the concerns of the employees. I'll point out some of the concerns here. First and foremost, the winning bidder will retain all employees, which means they will not retrench anybody for a period of 1 year. Thereafter, for the second year after the first year, they will retain all the employees, and if anybody is to be retrenched or removed, they will be offered a VRS. These are the two protections to the employees in terms of their employment. Thirdly, they will be provided the gratuity benefits as well as the provident fund benefits as per the applicable laws of the land. And the post-retirement medical benefits of the employees, those who have retired as well as those who will be retiring in future, will be protected and provided by the government. There are other smaller issues also which the government has considered, and all the concerns of the employees have been catered to.
The reserve price set by the government for Air India was ₹12,906 crore. The DIPAM secretary said both the bids were above the reserve price. DIPAM secretary said that the complete handover of Air India to the Tata Sons will be around December 2021. By December this year, the government will get the consideration and shares will be transferred to Tata Sons.
By December 2021, we want to close the transaction, and the closing would actually mean, the date of closing would mean that we will get the consideration and they will get the shares. In 5 years, we are saying that after 5 years, they can actually transfer. You know, brand is for them, so they can use it the way they like. But after 5 years, they can transfer, but they cannot transfer to anybody other than Indian person. Which means Indian person, when I say person, it includes not only natural person, also the legal person. So therefore, it cannot go to any foreign entity. Regarding the question on flexibility, that is there as per the contract. They are, because 100% shares are being passed on, but there is a business continuity clause in the bid for, in the conditions for 3 years. So there has to be a business continuity. But otherwise, operational freedom, yes, it has been given operational freedom.
Earlier too, Tata Group had run Air India before it was nationalized. The Tata Group-Air India relationship went back to 1932 when legendary industrialist Jahangir Ratanji Dadaboy had launched the national carrier. The airline soon expanded to passenger aircraft, and in 1938 it started flying overseas, with Colombo being added to its list of destinations. The name of the airlines was changed to Tata Air Services and later to Tata Airlines. The legendary airline flew support missions for the British Royal Air Force during the World War II in Burma. Once the war was finished, the airline changed its name to Air India. The central government soon took interest in Air India and bought 49% stake in it. With the Air Corporations Act in 1953, the government took over the company from Tata Sons and nationalized it. Now, in view of the mounting debt, the Union government once again had invited bids for the strategic disinvestment of 100% stake of the government in the airline last year. It also included a 100% stake in Air India Express Limited and a 50% stake in Air India SATS. After emerging as the successful bidder for the loss-making state-owned Air India, Tata Sons chairman N. Chandrasekaran in a statement said, "Tata Group is delighted to be declared as the winner of the bid for Air India and termed it as a historic moment and said, it will be a rare privilege for Tata Group to own and operate the country's flag-bearer airline." In a tweet, Tata Sons chairman Emeritus Ratan Tata also expressed his happiness on Tata's winning the bid, saying, "Welcome back, Air India." He added that it will take considerable effort to rebuild Air India. Union Minister of Civil Aviation Jyotiraditya Scindia in a tweet wished the new management and said, "It marks a new dawn for the airline."
You were listening to a special program on Air India disinvestment and the gains. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of All India Radio. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may email your opinion about this program at airnsdtalks@gmail.com.